Good evening. So glad you came this evening. Few changes in our program. You know our pastor Roy, many of you do. His father passed away and he's not here tonight, but I'm doing some of his things tonight. And tonight, Kelly Joyce is going to be doing, you were surprised, weren't you, Kelly, when I hear that? Kelly Joyce is going to be doing our narration for us. Just to say, and I'll say it again probably at the end, at the bottom of your program, it says we're having a fellowship. That'll be over in the Family Life Center after this is all over. We're so glad you came. Let me lead you in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of being in your house. Lord, we want to worship you through music tonight. So we pray that you'll bless each thing that we do, bless the choir as they sing, the congregation as they sing, Brad as he leads us. Let everything we do bring honor and glory to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, David. Yes, thank you all for braving this weather and being here tonight. We appreciate it. And thank you for all the staff help getting the fellowship ready. We appreciate that, Sandy and team. Why don't y'all just join me by singing 85, the first Noel. Let's stand as we sing. You'll need a hymn book.
Thank you.
seated.
Lord is our King. It's Christmas, and all around the world, there are warm, inviting fires burning brightly on decorated hearths. Families are gathered around magnificently adorned evergreens, exchanging gifts given in love. The glorious fragrance of Christmas cooking mixes with the sounds of Christmas carols to create the perfect holiday scene. Peace seems to dwell here, and hope, and even joy. But in many homes, the Christmas scene is far from perfect. The gifts are scarce, the family is distant, and there is loneliness. Alone, but not lonely. Broke, but not broken. What makes the difference? How can peace be found this Christmas where resources are meager? How can hope exist where needs are real? How can joy abide where there's want? For the answer, we must start back in history to a time and place when the whole world was waiting for a peacemaker, a deliverer, a savior. angels. Angels. They were the first bearers of the news that the Messiah had come. And those who heard the news first and believed it were among the lowliest citizens of the land. Shepherds, hired hands to watch, feed, and protect someone else's sheep. But they enthusiastically received the message just the same and immediately ran to find the newborn king lying in a manger. God and sinners would finally be reconciled. Peace on earth would come through heaven's child. And his peace would not be fragile as the world might experience it. Jesus, our Savior, would be the one to bring peace that passes human understanding. It is a peace that only God himself can provide.
The sun arose.
From hearts that are at peace with God, hope can spring up. Hope. It is the certainty that what God has done in the past, He will continue to do forever. And to think, it first appeared in the flesh one night in ancient Bethlehem.
Sin and error pining, till He
a thrill of hope to a weary world. But it wouldn't just go to God's chosen people, Israel. It would extend to us all, to every nation, to every tribe, to every heart that would make room for this gift of hope.
You are the source of heaven's hope on earth.
Where does your hope come from? Jobs, possessions, friends, family? If these are your only sources of hope, you'll probably be surprised how temporary these things can be. Jobs and possessions can be lost in an instant. Friends and even family can fade away over time. The only sure foundation, our only true hope, is in God the Father. And by trusting in Jesus Christ, His Son, we can know that all things will work together for our good. This is our hope.
from peace with God
to hope in God, we can now find something that everyone longs for: joy. True exuberance, pure joy.
In just a moment, we're going to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. We've been singing about joy, about a Savior, and about the fact that we believe in Christmas. There's a lot going on about Christmas these days, but much of it has been commercialized. It's not about Jesus, but that's what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus. So tonight, if you've come here and you've been wondering if how you could find the spirit of Christmas, it's in Jesus. It's just in Him. That's all it is. If you would like to talk about that, I'd be glad to meet you down front here as we're singing this hymn and share with you some things about Jesus and how what you can do to make Christmas really special this year. Would you stand as Brad comes and leads us in hymn number 91.
Let's thank Kelly and Helen.
Thank you.